We begin Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simen Reish Chaf, Sif Aleph. Tinshar Golem Avatam Gzeres Shiva V'Shloish. And Regem Avatam Gzeres Shiva, Yontif supersedes the Shiva V'Gzeres Shloishim, and it supersedes the Shloishim. And the reason the Mepharshim explain that this happens is because the Yontif affects the Neshama and the Olam Emes. And since the Yontif is effective in the Olam Ha'emes, it takes the Neshama out of any pain it's suffering, and that's why it overtakes the Shiva. So too with the Shloshim. However, the does not change the halacha of the 12 months that one keeps when the loss of a parent. Therefore, if somebody already had the Kfura before Yontif, the Nag Avelis, and they began Avelis, Kim Shabar Regal, once Yontif begins, Mafsuk Savelis, the Avelis stops. But Phil and Nikva Barev Yontif lays Erev, even if the Kvur took place late Erev Yontif, Binyan Shechalalov Avelis, as long as the Avelis already began. A Phil Shechalot Smanolov Raksha Achaz Ma'atis, he just had the opportunity to take off his shoes, Kaidim Yontif, and then Yontif comes. It's enough that Mafsuch Avelis, that the Avelis is overridden. V'nachshav lo kila kva nog Avelis kol shiva, and the Halacha considers it as if he kept the whole shiva ready. V'yontif rishon, and therefore the first day Yontif, hu yom mashmini, is counted already the 8th day of the 30 days, and then mashlam atshloshim, and then he counts till 30 to complete it. But filo erev Yontif b'yom Shabbos, even erev Yontif was in Shabbos, and he heard about the patira close to the evening. He didn't keep a full-fledged avelis because it was Shabbos. But the fact that he kept some sort of avelis, gamkein haregel mevatel shiva, the regel will override the shiva. Sebeis shogag oyhezed. If somebody b'shogeg or mezed, whether b'shogeg or mezed, loy nog by avelis kodem regel, did not keep the avelis before yontif, or shenig by mez somach l'sheichab, where the burial was so close to yontif, the lahay lachal on the avelis, there was just no opportunity to keep the avelis, ain a regel mevatel, then yontif does not override the avelis. And since it's not overriding the Yontif, Dinah Kikoyva Regal Smeis Regal, it's considered like you buried him before Yontif. Sif Gimel Chal Echem Yimei Avelis Chutz Meshiva Be'erev Regal. And one of the other days of the Avelis, besides the last day of Shiva, happened on Erev Yontif, Yesh Metim L'chabes K'susoy, some say you could wash your clothing, but don't put on the new clothing until the evening. Because once the evening comes, Shiva will be overridden. But what's appropriate is to wait to wash the clothing only after Chatzos. That should be obvious. He's washing them because of Yontif. To wash, one may not wash his clothes, wash oneself until Yontif. V'yesh metilim, and there are those that say you can metilim lachat filas hamincha, one can wash himself after mincha, seich samach l'chashecha, right before Yontif. V'echa denog, nog, everybody should follow the minig amokim. Ubi geluach, b'kula amas, everybody agrees that one should not take a haircut or shave. That everybody agrees that in these circumstances that may not be done. Sif Dalad, cover as Mesoi Shiva Yom Lefnei Regel. If the burial was 7 days before Yontif, Kimish Nog Shiva Kodem Regel. Since an entire Shiva was kept before Yontif, then the Alochi is a Regel Mavatik Zer Shloshim. The Regel, the Yontif takes away Shloshim. But Filo Yahya Yom Shiva Erev Yontif. Even if the last day of the Shiva was on Erev Yontif, since, as we learned Kim Daminin mixes Yom Kula, part of the day of Shiva of the last day is equivalent to the entire, it's equivalent to the entire Shiva now being over. And since it's equivalent to the entire Shiva now being over, Harelach Yitzim Besakesis, so when you get up from davening Shachris, Nishlama Shiva, the Shiva is over. V'shar Yoyim, the rest of the day is already in the category of Shloishim. And now, Ubar Regel, when Yontif comes, Mafsik, it stops to Shloishim, and therefore, Mutal Chabas Lurchot Lugal Be'erv HaRegel, under these circumstances, everybody agrees that you could do laundry, wash oneself, shave, haircut, Be'erv HaRegel, Samacha Chashaychem, Erev Yontif, right before Yontif, Kimi Shoyis Lekavad HaRegel, since what he's doing Lekavad Yontif, HaRegel, and Yontif, under these circumstances, Mevatel Gzer Shloishim, will override the Shloishim. Or Be'erev Pesach, when we speak about Erev Pesach, Kivin D'lach Chatzos, Shu Zman Shchitus Pesach, Erev Pesach after Chatzos is when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, as when they brought the Korban Pesach, Nechshev K'tzas K'ma Yontif, so that time is already halachically somewhat considered like Yontif, Mutar B'Rechitza Tekev L'Ach Chatzos, so in Erev Pesach, you could wash right after Chatzos, U'Legaleach, and then take a haircut and shave already before Chatzos, because after Chatzos is already considered as Zman Yontif.